So as it relates to Raid, instead of speaking out Raid on Daf Dalet, we're going to go back to Daf Gimel Amid Beis. There's literally a top 10 Tosfos in Shas in every ranking. That on Daf Gimel Amid Beis, the second Tosfos, it's Dibra Maschel, the Lidrash Lehu Da Oyin Hasharis. So let's just set up where Tosfos picks up, and then we'll learn a Tosfos Tzazamen. That is, so the Gemara was discussing the Braisa, that said, that even though Psula Nisis L'yoyim HaRavi, however, U'misakon of Eilach, from the time that it was considered dangerous for a Psula to get married by a Maravi, Nagu'am, the minig became Lichnois B'Shlishi. Instead of getting married on Wednesday, to get married on Tuesday. It sounds like this was something that the Oilim took upon themselves. And the Chachamim, they looked away. They allowed this to happen. So the Gemara said, what exactly was this sakana that it was perceived to be dangerous to get married on Wednesday? People started getting married on Tuesday. And even though Chazal took Psul Nisli Yom Revi very, very seriously, but they were willing to look away. So the Gemara had one attempt and then another attempt. And finally, Omar Rabba said to Amri, there was a gzeira that Psul HaNisli Yom Revi Tibay LaHegman Tchil. They were told that if a Basula was going to be Nisli Yom Revi, first she had to be Nivola to a Hegmon. So the Gemara says, that's very, very not okay. A Bahai Sakana Oinesu, why is that a Sakana? So the Gemara said, Mishum the Ikut Tznuis, the Masr Nafshayu Luktala. Because there were Tznuis, there were Nashim Tznuis, that they didn't want to be Nivola to a Hegmon. So much so that they literally were prepared to give up their life not to have to do this. And sometimes they would lose their life. So that was already a sakana. And because of the sakana, the minig became get married instead on Tuesday. And by getting married on Tuesday, you'd prevent the sakana. And the chachamim were okay. So the sakana was not the tibol hegman tchila, because that's not a sakana. Again, not okay, a benishta sakana. The sakana was because there were tznuis that weren't willing to be nivola to the hegman, and ultimately they were prepared to sacrifice their life not to do it. So freak the Gemara, I don't understand. It sounds like, really, it was not a problem for these tznuis to be nivola to the hegman. If that's the case, v'lidrash lehuda inishari, why don't we just tell them it's mutter? Like, we're worried that they're giving up their life. Just tell them it's mutter. And if they'll know it's mutter, you won't have to worry about it. So the Gemara gave a cheshbon why we didn't want to tell them that it's mutter. Because there's prutzais, and the prutzais are going to run with that, and it's going to end up not being good. But the Gemara held that the way to address these tznuis that were giving up their life not to be nivola to the hegmon was by simply telling them that it's mutter to do it. Frank, the Gemara, v'lidrish lehuda einishari. I think it's Kedai to see Tosfos inside. Everyone knows the Gemara. It's in Perek Mensoi Rumoira. Masechtes Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Al Kol Averus Yaver Va'al Yehorik. Chutz Mi'Avodes Kechavim V'Gilui Arayis V'Shvichas Damim. All Averus in the Torah. If somebody would go over to someone, put a gun to his head, and say, "You have two choices: do the Aver or I'll kill you." You do the Aver. You don't give up your life. With the exception of three Averus: Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayis, and Shvichas Damim. Those three Averus are Yehoreg Uval Yava. Now, we're discussing here Gilui Arayis. It's one of the Gimel Averus Chamurais. If that's the case, Freik Tosfos, V'lidrash Lehuda Ein Ashari, go tell the Tznuis it's okay to be Nivola to Hegmon. How's it okay to be Nivola to Hegmon? Even if it means that they're going to lose their life by not listening. It's Yehoreg Vayavar. It's one of the Gimel Averus Chamuras. So Vazok the Gemara V'lidrash Lehuda Ein Ashari, L'chari it's Yehoreg Vayavar. And if it's Yehoreg Vayavar, there's no way in the world that this should be okay. And Tosfos has two terutzim to this kasha. One is more famous than the next. Zok Tosfos, V'tiritz Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said, the Ein Chayov and Misa Al Bilas Mitzri. It's true that there's a Maisa Gila Arayis that's taking place over here. But the Gila Arayis was with a Hegman. The Hegman was an Ein Yehudi. And because he was an Ein Yehudi, it's Tzeisnish Gilei Arayis. And the reason is the Rachmana after Elazari the Mitzri. Because the Torah was Mafkir, the Zera of the Mitzri, and of course, Lav Davka Mitzri, the Chsiv Vizir Masusim Zirmasam. The Zera of an Oivik Echavim is Mamish like the Zera of a Sus. But the bottom line is that Bia with an Oivik Echavim, Hasnish Tabia from Gilei Arayis. And because it's not a Bia from Gilei Arayis, so it's not one of the Gimel Averis Chamuras. Gilui Arayis is one of Gimel Averus Chamuras, but that's only if it's with a person, not if it's with a behemah. The Zirma Susim Zirmasam, Rachmana afkere lazari the mitzri. It's as if it was bias behemo. That's not gilei arayos. If it's not gilei arayos, it's not one of the gimel averos chamuris. Is it mutter? Of course it's not mutter. But this is a question of yaharu gaval yavar. Yaharu gaval yavar would have to be one of the gimel averos chamuris. Said Rabbeinu Tam, a gevaldik chiddush. He said that the only time it's considered gilei arayos is if it's with a yid. But if it's with a mitzri, it's not with a yid. It's not going to be a problem. Said Rabbeinu Tam, umaisi raya, and he brought a raya. The Parak Perak Mansayru Moira, because the Gemara in Perak Mansayru Moira was discussing Esther. So we all know the story of Esther. Esther was taken into captivity in the Persian palace, and she was forced to be a wife to Ahasuerus. Now, the Gemara asks the Kasha that how was Esther allowed to live with Ahasuerus? Esther was living with Ahasuerus. How is she allowed to live with Ahasuerus? L'chaira, a Jewish woman is not allowed to be living with a non-Jewish man. Now, the Gemara's kasha is that how is Esther allowed to do it? Esther's maisa was a maisa farhesia. What's the Gemara? In the sugya of Yehara Gaval Yavar, it's mavur, that although the only time the din is Yehara Gaval Yavar is by Avodah Zarah Gilei Arayos Shvichas Damim, if, however, a guy forces a yid to do an avera b'farhesia in a public setting, then even if it's one of the other averas, the halach is Yehara Gaval Yavar. Freak the Gemara kasha, that how could Esther live with Ahasuerus? It's true she was forced into it, but Esther b'farhesia have, every single person knew that Esther, a Jewish woman, was living together with Ahasuerus. And being that it was Bifar Hesio, it should have been Yehara Gaval Yavar. Freak Rabbeinu Tam, Esther Bifar Hesio have it? That's the Gemara's Kasha? It's good Kasha, but as better. For Esther was Gilei Arayos. So of course Esther wasn't allowed to live with Ahasuerus. Again, Gimel Averis Chamuris, you're never allowed to do in a matzvah of sakana. There's a chiddush that if it's Bifar Hesio, even one of the other Averis. Freak the Gemara, Esther's Far Hesio. Say better. Esther's not. It is for Esther, but it was Gilei Arayos. But like Parach for Esther, Gilei Arayos having mashma, the Mishum Arayos they have a mechayva. It's because Esther wasn't a problem of Gilei Arayos. Because who's she living with? Ahasuerus. Ahasuerus is vizir masusim zirmosom. So you've leip metafed. So that's not a problem. That's not a maisa Gilei Arayos. A mutter, but it's not a maisa Gilei Arayos. And it's because it's not a maisa Gilei Arayos, it's not included in the halacha of Gilead of Yehara Gaval Yavar, and that's why the whole cash of the Gemara was an Esther Bifar Hesio. Says Tosfos Vayter that because of this teretz of Rabbeinu Tam, this chiddush that if a woman, a bas Yisrael, lives together with a goy, it's not considered Gilead Arayos from the standpoint of Yehara Gaval Yavar. It was because of this Rabbeinu Tam said a gavaldig kula. He said a bas Yisrael she emira. There was a bas Yisrael that she was emira. Nebuch, she went away from the Yiddish Aveg, uval leo oivik echavim, and she was living with an oivik echavim. And what happened was, this Oivik HaChavim later was Megayah. And he wanted to marry this woman. And the question was, could she marry this woman or not? Now, ordinarily, an Eishes Ish, that's Mezana, Tachas Baila, the halach is not let her live with the Baal. Kishem Shasur Labal, Tachas Sur Labal. But Rabbeinu Tam was a matter, he allowed this woman to live together with this Oivik HaChavim. Why? She was Mezana with the Oivik HaChavim. She was Mezana with the Oivik HaChavim. How could she live with the Oivik HaChavim? So incidentally, some Achroinim say, what do you mean? He was Megayer. Once he's Megayer, Gershon is Skyer's cutting Shanoil Domi. He's not the same person anyway. So that's a conversation for another day. But Rabbeinu Tam said that even though she was Nivala to this person, it's not a problem. Why? It's for the same reason. Because the only time there's an Isser of Echel Abal v'Echel Aboyel is when she's Nivala. Ma'is of Gilei Arayos. But this act of being nivela to the Baal was not a ma'is of Gilei Arayos. Why wasn't it a ma'is of Gilei Arayos? Because it was bias akum is kibias behemadami. And for that reason, it wasn't a problem. So Zok Rabbeinu Tam, first teretz of Tosfos. The Gemara says, V'lidrish luda inashari. The tznuas were literally risking their lives not to be nivela to the hegem. Fake the Gemara, just tell them it's mutter. Fake Tosfos, Rabbeinu Shloim, tell them it's mutter. I'm going to be mutter. It's Gilei Arayos. What do you mean? He's going to kill her. So I'll die. It's one of the Gibel Averis Chamurois. It's Yehara Gaval Yavar. Zok Rabbeinu Tam, it's not Yehara Gaval Yavar. Why not? Because she was going to be nivela to a guy, and Bias Akum is Kabias Behemadami as relates to the sugyas of Gilei Arayos, and it's for that reason it wasn't going to be a problem based on the idea of Rachmana Afkarei Lazare, Zirma Susim Surmasam, Umitoich Kach, Hit Rabbeinu Tam, and that place brings this great chiddush that Rabbeinu Tam said that an Eishness Ish that was Mezana with a guy, and he was Megayer. She'd be allowed to live with him. Kishem Shasur Labal, Kach Asur Labayel, there's no problem with Isra Bayel, because Isra Bayel would only be a problem if she was Nivela to a man. But Bias Akum is Kabias Behemadami. Abazak Tois is the Ein Nerle Rivam. The Rivam didn't like Rabbeinu Tam's Yisoid. And the reason is because it's mavur that al yedei bias oivet kechavim nesrul abayim. That if an ish is mezana to a goy, the halacha is she's going to be asat her husband. And if she's going to be asat her husband, that's a raya that we look at it as a maisa gili arayas. And if that's a raya that we look at it as a maisa gili arayas, so just like she's asat to the husband, she should be asat to the boy as well. And Tosafot brings three rayas from Shas that an ish, that's mezana with a goy, is asat to her husband. We'll mention one of them. One raya that Tosafot brings is from Esther herself. Because we know that Esther was living with Achashverosh Ba'onis. And then at the end of the Purim story, where there was an opportunity now to save the nation, so Esther goes in, berots into Achashverosh for the first time. And she tells Mordechai, Kasher avadati, avadati. Up until now, it was always Ba'onis. So it was never a problem. I was always still allowed to be living with you and you're going to be my husband. But now that I'm going Beratzen, I'm an Eshesish that's Mezana Beratzen, and an Eshesish that's Mezana Beratzen, so that Lach, she becomes also to her husband. Said the Rivam, Rabbeinu Tam, I don't understand. You see clearly that an Eshesish that's Mezana with Achashverosh, a Sus, still the Lach is, she's going to be Aser to her husband. If she's going to be Aser to her husband, then she should be Aser to the Baal as well. So Tais has three Gemaras in Shas where it's before that an Eshesish that's Mezana to a guy, Dalach is she's asa to the Baal, and Freik Toysvis, if she's going to be asa to the Baal, she should also be asa to the Baal. So because of this, the Rivam said a different terrace to answer the Gemara, Toysvis Kash. Again, Toysvis Kash is, V'lidrish Luda Oina Shari, how could you tell me that? L'chayr it's Gilei Arayis, and Gilei Arayis is one of the Gimel Averis Chamarit. So Rabbeinu Tam said it was because it was with a guy, and it's Gibeas Behemo, so that's not going to be a problem. But Rivam doesn't like that, because the Rivam said, you see, she's asa to her husband. So if she's asa to her husband, she should be asa to the Baal as well. So what's Pshat? Why then is it not a maisa of Gilei Arayis? So Tosfos says, a teretz v'yeshloimer, that the reason it's not a problem is because a woman, when she's involved and engaged in Gilei Arayis, what she's doing is passive. She's karka oilam. What she's doing is passive. And because she's passive, for a passive act, there's no problem of Gilei Arayis, and therefore it's not included in the halach of Yehar Gavayavar, meaning karka oilam, the fact that she's passive is not enough of a reason that it shouldn't be an aveira. Of course, an aveira it is. But at the same time, to say that it's going to be a harga vayavra to the extent that she's karka oilam, so that's not going to be a problem of, that's going to be a reason that it shouldn't be a harga vayavra. Tosfos just asks that really the svar of karka oilam is the Gemara svar in Sanhedrin ayin dalad amar alf. The Gemara asks Esther before Hesti Ava, and for the Gemara asks the karka oilam. Frey Tosfos, if the Gemara in the Kasha didn't know yet the svar of karka oilam, so why then didn't the Gemara ask Esther Gilei Arayis Havya? Meaning, you're telling me why is Esther not a problem of Gilei Arayis? Not because of the fact that Achashverosh was a guy, but it's because of karka oilam. Well, the Gemara and the Kasha didn't know the svar of karka oilam, because if the Gemara knew the svar of karka oilam, then what's the Kasha Esther Beferhes Yavah? The whole terrace to that is Esther the karka oilam. So if we don't know karka oilam and the Kasha, so ask Esther Gilei Arayis. So Tosfos says, and this we'll talk about a different day, that you have to say that the Gemara in the Kasha knew the svar of karka oilam, and the Gemara thought it was a svar just to explain why there wouldn't be a problem of Gilei Arayis. But as it relates to Esther Befarhesi, which is related to Chil Hashem, the Gemara thought there's no svar of Karka Oilam. As it relates to Maisa Gilei Arayis, for that you could tell me Karka Oilam. But as it relates to Chil Hashem, the Gemara thought there's no svar of Karka Oilam, and that's the Gemara's teres, that even for Esther Befarhesi, even there, there's a svar of Karka Oilam. But the bottom line is, these are the two terutzim to Tosfos Kash. Again, this is one of the most famous Tosfos in Chas. It's a Tosfos that we come back to a lot, and Mitzvah will continue to come back to. It's Kedai just to know the ikur part of this Tosfos. And that is, the Gemara said, V'lidrish Luda Inushan, just tell the Tznuas it's Mutter. What are you worried about? Frank Tosfos, what do you mean tell the Tznuas it's Mutter? It's Gilei Arayis. Ok Tosfos, two famous Terutzim. Rabbeinu Tam and the Rivam. Rabbeinu Tam said it's because it was with a guy, and Bias Akum is not a Maisa of Gilei Arayis. Rabbeinu Tam was matter and said that Ishish that was Mazana with a guy, if he was Megayer, don't worry about the Isabayov. Second terrace is the Rivam's terrace. The Rivam's terrace is that being that the woman's role is Karka Oilam, for Karka Oilam there's no Yehoru Guvayav. Those are the two terutzim. But the Rivam asked the bomb cash on Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said that Bia's Akim is not a Bia. And that's why Velidra Shluda Inushari, and that's why there's no Yehoru Guvayav. Rabbeinu Tam, he said there's no Isabayov. With the Eish Nesish was Mazana, with this guy, and he was Megaya. Don't worry, you can live together. There's no Issa Baal. Freit, Rivam, I have three Gemaras in Chas, where there's an Issa Baal. And if there's an Issa Baal, L'chayr, there should be a nisabayel. And again, what are the three Gemaras? We mentioned one. And that is, you see that Esther, when she went Beratzen to Achashverosh, she became Aser to Mordechai. Why'd she become Aser to Mordechai? Teres is because it's an Isser. Nature's Tish, that's Mazana, becomes Aser to her husband. So if she becomes Aser to her husband, then she should be Aser to the Baal as well. Why is it, if there's an Isser Baal, L'chayr, there has to be an Isser Baal as well? And that's the big kasha on the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. So there's a few different Mahalchim to explain Rabbeinu Tam. We'll just mention one. And that is the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer and the Chedushei Chassam Sofer right here, Ksubas Daf Gimel Amud Beis, Shtalsu, a very, very important Shita. This is very critical Shita in terms of understanding the Sugis of Seyed Anoshim that we're about to learn for the next year and change. And that is a Chiddush of the Marik. So the Marik was one of the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yosef Kolon, one of the Rishonim. And he said a very, very big Chiddush. The Mais Nishahoya Kachoya was, there was an Eishes Ish that was Mezana Tachas Baila. But she thought that it was Mutter for an Eishes Ish to be Mezana. That's what she thought. She wasn't aware of Loisinov. Somehow in her mind, that just because she's married, that doesn't necessarily mean there's an Isser for her to be Mezana. The Kachaba, she was Mezana. And the question was brought to the Marik, whether this woman is allowed to live with her husband or she's not allowed to live with her husband. Now, Muschel Rishon, if you ask the man on the street, you'd be a shtark tzad to say that she should be mutter. Why? Because although an ish is ish, that's mezana tachas baila, is asat her husband, but that's only if she's mezana b'mezid. If she's mezana b'oynes, unless she's living with a kayin, there's no isher for her to go back. And even shaygig, kipshutai, is treated like an oynes. Now, she was what we know as an oymer mutter. She thought it was mutter. Oymer mutter, on a good day, is a shaygig. On a bad day, is even a noinus. But it's for sure not better than a shaygig. So if that's the case, she was a shaygig, maybe even a noinus, she should be able to live with her husband. The Marik wrote a landmark tshuva, a tshuva that's quoted by the Ramah, and it's quoted by all the poskim in a whole bunch of different contexts, as recently as Ramosha wrote tshuvas, where he worked with this Marik for a whole bunch of different halachas. But this shook the world of all these sugyas. The Marik said a chiddush atzum. He said that when it comes to an Eishes Ish being Mezana Tachas Baila, the criteria of determining whether she's a Mezid or a Shoigig or an Oynes or a Rotzen, whether she should be Mutter to her husband or she should not be Mutter to her husband, does not depend on whether Klapi Shmaya Galia she was a Mezid or Klapi Shmaya Galia she was a Shoigig or an Oynes. You know what it depends on? It depends on was she a Mezid Klapi her husband or was she not a Mezid Klapi her husband? He said that ordinarily, if someone's amazed, it depends on did you know the halachas. If I didn't know the halacha, I'm a shoygig. But said the Marik that the reason a woman who's mezana tachas baila becomes asa to her husband, it's not because she did an aveira of gilei arayas. The reason she becomes asa to her husband is because she was murdered in her husband, because she wasn't faithful to her husband. And because that's the reason, what we care about is, was this woman faithful or was she not faithful? That's what the Marik says. Exactly. How do I know that? Because if you look in the Pasuk, when the Pasuk talks about an Ishes Ish, that's Mezana Tachas Baila, so the Pasuk says, it's in the Parsha of Soita, Tabra B'nei Yisrael, V'amar Talem, Ish Ish Ki Sista Ishtoi, U'ma'aloi Voi Ma'al. A woman that was Ma'al in her husband. The criteria is, was she Ma'al in her husband, or was she not Ma'al in her husband? Said the Marik, U'ma'al B'Hashem Loi Nemar. It doesn't say she was moil b'Hashem. Umar loy boima. What we care about is, was she moil in him or was she not moil him? So the Marik said, a woman that's an oymer mutter, klapi shmaya, for sure has a din of a shoygig or an oynes. She's definitely not amazed. She's not going to be osater. She didn't do an aveira from that standpoint. But she was moil boima. At the end of the day, she understood logically that she had to be faithful. And from the fact that she wasn't faithful to her husband, she thought it's mutter in halacha. Halacha has nothing to do with this. The bottom line is, you're married. You stood under the chuppah. And based on that, you have an obligation to your husband. So if you're now mezana, there's umal and boimal. So he said, an oyma mutter klapi shmaya doesn't have a din of a mezid. Oh, but klapi, her husband, she is a mezid. Umal and boimal. And it's for that reason, said the Marik, that halacha is going to be, that she's going to be usher in this case. Zok tachsam soifer, is lefizet pashit, that's pshan Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbi Natan said that Eishasish, that's Mezana Tachas Baila, if she's Mezana with a guy, the Alach, she's going to be mutter to the Baal. The Rivon brought three rayas from Shas that she's going to be asked to her husband. What's the difference? Are you mutter, are you asr? Kshem Shas Rula Baal, Kachas Rula Baal. How could there suddenly be a difference between the Issa to the Baal, Issa to the Baal? Zlokt Chsam Seifer, the Marik is the Teretz, because it's Mabur in the Marik that there's a fundamental difference between what makes her asr to her husband and what makes her asr to the Baal. What makes her asr to the Baal was there a Maisel Gilei Arayah. If there was a ma'aser giving a raya, she's going to be asa to the boy. What makes her asa to the husband? Was she umal loy boy mal? A woman that's mezana with a guy, you could tell me, is not a ma'aser giving a raya. Zir masusim, zir masum, it's kibias behema. A ma'aser giving a raya, it's not. That's why there's no problem of Yehar Gaval Yavar. That's why the Gemara says Velidrish Luda Inashari. And it could be that's even why there's no Isser Bayo. But at the end of the day, you're going to tell me that a married woman that was mezana with a guy wasn't mal in her husband? Of course she was mail in her husband. It's a nice shtickle tire. But she was mail in her husband the same way as if she was mezana with a yid. What difference does it make? So klapishmaya, where you want to know, was this a maisa gilei arayas? So there, there's mocking to say it wasn't a maisa gilei arayas. And that's the tremendous chiddush Rabbeinu Ta'am in Ksuba, Staf Gimel Lamed Beis. But as it relates to being asa to her husband, that's totally in whether it was umalai by mal or it wasn't umalai by mal. And being that the determining factor is whether it was umal by mal, snedach sam soifer. That was Rabbeinu Tam's chiluk. Rabbeinu Tam knew she's also to the Baal. But at the same time, Rabbeinu Tam held that she's going to be mutter to the Baal. What's the difference? Because as it relates to the Baal, it's telling you whether it was a maisagil arise. As it relates to the Baal, what it depends on is whether or not it was a mal by mal, and it's poshut, even with a bias akum, it's going to be umal by mal. Just to end, the Marik himself brings a few rayas to his yusayid. One of his rayas is Esther. What's his raya from Esther? The sugya of Esther is a hard sugya. But one of his rayas is Esther. And that is, Esther, at the end of the Purim story, walks into Achashverosh Baratzin. And she tells Mordechai, Kasher Avadati, Avadati. Sok to Marik, let me ask you a question. What Esther did, was it the right thing to do or was it the wrong thing to do? Was Esther right for going into Achashverosh Baratzin or was she not right for doing it? Said it's poshut, it was the right thing to do. The lashon of the Marik. V'hine dover poshutu yoiser mi biyasa bekuscha ki Esther loy asa shum iser v'loy hoya hadover afilu nidnu davera el a mitzvah rabba asasa shehitzila kol yisra. What she did was the biggest mitzvah imaginable. Right? What did Mordechai tell Esther? You don't know mi yodeim le'ez kazoyis he got lamalchus. Could be your mesilas yishon paragalith. Your machayvase by lamay was this moment. You were mamish created to do this act. So is it a mitzvah or is it an avera? Of course it's a mitzvah. Yet, what happened? Kasher avadati avadati. It's afraid to Marik. Had she become asked to her husband, she didn't do an avera. Ein lecha oynes g'day l'mizu. An eishes ish that's mezana ba'oynes is mutter to her husband, right? So how did she just become asked to her husband? She just did the biggest mitzvah in the world. The teretz is achta Marik that when it comes to iser lebal, it has nothing to do with whether you did a mitzvah, an avera. It has nothing to do with mezit shoygig oynes rotzen. The bottom line is, an eishes ish, that's mezana tachas bailo. That she goes knowingly, and she's mezana. She can have all the chishboinus in the world. She becomes also to her husband because she's umaloi by mal. And this is the Marik talking. Esther was mal and Mordechai. She was mal and Mordechai. She violated their marriage. She did it for a good reason. Mitzvah rabba. It was the right thing to do. It was a godless on her part. It was a godless on Mordechai's part that they were willing to go along with this. But at the end of the day, she was mired in her vow that she made to Mordechai when she stood under the chuppah with him. And that's why she became asa to him. Did she do an aver? Of course she didn't do an aver. She did the biggest mitzvah imaginable. But at the same time, umal or baymal, that was something that she did do. And it's for that reason, said the Marik, that when it comes to Gilei Arayas, when it comes to Iser Baal, we don't care if she did an aver or did a mitzvah, or in this rotzen, was she mal or baymal? That's the only thing that matters. Iser Baal, that's okay. Is it Gilei Arayas or not Gilei Arayas? Yehar Gaval Yavar, is it Gilei Arayas? It's not Gilei Arayas. So there we have a shtickel Torah that as it relates to Bias Akum, doesn't Nishkan Gilei Arayas. That's why the Gemara asked in Ksuba Stav Gimel, Velidrish Ludoi Nishari. That's why the Gemara never said, Esther, what happened at the beginning of the Esther story? What happened to Gilei Arayas? It was never Gilei Arayas. It was Achashverish. What kind of Gilei Arayas? And that's where Rabbeinu Tam was mad to the boil. You have all these Rayas that, as it relates to Isabal's a whole different sugya. Isabal was a Umaloi Boimal. Based on this landmark psak from the Marik, and being that that's what this was based off of, that's why this sugi was already a different sugi. But really, the takeaway from Esther is twofold. There's two things that we take away from Esther. One thing we take away from Esther is you see that it was mutter for Esther to live with Achashverosh. Right? Let's take two things away from Esther. Esther's a hard sugya. It's a long Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Ayin Dalet, that very much mirrors this Tosfos, Daf Gimel Amud Beis. This Reid Bite is a related Reid Bite in Sanhedrin, Ayin Dalet. This sugya comes up in a bunch of different places. And this rise from Esther this way, that way. But this two klar zachen we take away from Esther. One thing is klar is that Esther was allowed to live with Achashverosh. She didn't have to kill herself. Why didn't Esther just have to shoot herself? She's living with Achashverosh. What gave her the right to do it? What gave Esther the right to live with Achashverosh? And even the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where the Gemara asks and questions Esther, the Gemara says, Esther b'fahes yahav. Gemara was never even bothered with the Gilei Arayah Shabbai. So what's pshat? It's Tosfos Kasha, essentially, in Ksuba Stav Gimel Amud Beis. It's coming from a different angle, but that's really the same Kasha. And the two terutzim of Tosfos are the two terutzim to that Kasha. One teretz is because she was living with a guy. There's no yahav yahavah for a woman to live with a guy. That's why Esther's not machiv to give up her life. She's not allowed to give up her life. The chay ben v'leishi yomason. I give arayas? No. This is with a guy. That's Rebbeinu Tam's mahalach. The second mahalach is the rivan. And that is because of karkoilam. And because of karkoilam, that's why it wasn't a problem. But a klara takeaway from Esther is, for a woman, for sure to live with a guy, that's Rebbeinu Tam, according to the rivan, to live with anybody, because of the svar of karkoilam, there's no problem of yaharug of ayavar when it comes to give arayas with a woman. The second takeaway that we have from Esther is the marik. And that is that Esther went berotzen to Achashverosh, and then she became usher to Mordechai. Even though what she did was a mitzvah, there's no question in the world, for sure an oynis, not an oynis, a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. So how did she become usher to her husband? What's poshut pshat? The Teretz is the marik yisoid, because becoming usher to your husband has nothing to do with whether it's a mitzvah, whether it's an aveira. What it depends on is whether it was umma loy boy ma. So from the fact that Esther was allowed to live with Achashverosh, we have Tosfos and Ksubas Daf Gimel Amud Beis, and from the fact that Esther became usher to Mordechai after she went in Beratzim, which is really Gemara Megillah Daf Tezvav, from there we see the Marik Yisoid, that when it comes to Isser Baal, it's not totally in the Maisa Gili Arayas, but rather it's totally in Umar Leibay Mah.